She is an American supermodel and actress turned author and multi-million dollar entrepreneur, business owner. A supermodel in the 1980s and 1990s. She is best known for appearing in 13 consecutive Sports Illustrated swimsuit issues, including a 1989 25th Illustrated Sports Illustrated anniversary issue, which became the highest selling cover of all time. In 1993, she founded a brand marketing company, which grew to become the 26th. Pardon me. In 1993, she founded a brand marketing company, which grew to become the 26th biggest licensor in the world, according to 2019 rankings, and which made her one of the wealthiest former models in the world. As a result of her career as a businesswoman, in 2015, Forbes named her one of America's 50 most successful self-made women as measured by their net worth. In its first ever list of the kind, noting her personal fortune of $420 million. In 2012, $2 billion worth of products bearing her company's brand were sold. In 2011, the supermodel turned mogul was honored by the Anti-Defamation League with the American Heritage Award, presented by the National Home Furnishings Industry. In 2012, she received the Messenger of Peace Award at the Jewish National Fund Tree of Life Gala. The same year, she was presented with an honorary doctorate of humane letters by the California State University, which stated that she generously uses her power and influence to benefit others. Pardon me. Supporting social causes, including empowering women, supporting young girls through mentoring, and providing opportunities for girls and women at risk. She was also nominated as one of the 17 finalists for the First Global Business and Interfaith Peace Award given by the Religious Freedom and Business Foundation and the United Nations Global Compact Business for Peace Initiative. In a recent feature for Fox News, this world-renowned model told of the moment she decided to follow Jesus Christ and to believe in him as her Savior. She said at age 18 she was a lonely, up-and-coming model living in an old French apartment at the end of a dark hallway nicknamed the Dungeon with her housemates. But it was during this time that the now entrepreneur developed a new relationship with God. The 58-year-old told Fox News, "I know it might sound glamorous, but I was alone modeling. It wasn't my plan, but I recognized it as an opportunity. I could save money for college or start a business. I just barely finished high school, and I had no technology or distractions." During one night in 1981, the former cover girl was going through her suitcase when she discovered that her mom had secretly packed a Bible for her. "I didn't even know how to read one," she said. "I'd never read one before in my life. I opened up the book of Matthew, and as I am reading in the middle of the night, I knew I was holding the truth in my hands. There wasn't anybody in the room saying, 'Be this denomination or that denomination.' It was like, 'I want to follow Jesus Christ.' And he was nothing like I thought." As she pursued what would become a successful modeling career, she was trying and failing in business. If something would have taken off earlier, the modeling career wouldn't have gone on for so long, she said. The star admitted that studying the Bible wasn't so simple. However, she was determined to understand its message as her career skyrocketed. "In my industry, at this time, it was filled with a lot of really sketchy guys," she continued. "I was drawn to how powerful Jesus was, how loving and honoring he was of women. It gave me such comfort. And so he became my Lord and Savior. The experience forever changed my life. Some things I would read and really love," she explained. "And other things I would read and say, 'Oh, that must be a typo. That's a different interpretation or a cultural thing. Certainly doesn't pertain to me.' So I was picking and choosing what I liked and neglecting the rest of it. I was trying to mold God into what I wanted him to be, rather than just surrendering and letting him make me into the person he made me to be and wanted me to be. And oh my goodness, he was so patient. I was 44 when I finally read the whole Bible through. It continues to teach me every day." She said, "Today I have 3 children, a husband, and a business. The message that I just felt pounding in my heart was, 'Put me first, and I'll give you more time, better time with your children.' So I started to set my alarm for 15 minutes every morning for a quick prayer. Those 10 minutes of prayer and reading turned into an hour and more. It's not a duty, it's a joy. It's my daily bread and water. And on days that I don't do that, it's not a good day. And it's not a good idea. Because if I open my mouth to say something, I'll be apologizing before 8 a.m. She said her faith in God and Jesus Christ kept her going when doors were initially slammed in her face as a budding entrepreneur. The gospel is the core of every decision that I make. We're not a Christian company, per se. We have team members from all different backgrounds and different beliefs. I don't force my faith or beliefs on anyone, but I'm not ashamed of them. I can't do anything that's going to contradict it. I cannot compromise my faith. I'm just so thankful for God's grace because I have made so many messes in my life. And He gives us a perspective, an eternal perspective. And today, she is eager for what the future holds for her company as it continues to flourish and give back. One message she has for anyone with a dream is to simply keep at it. Be persistent. Don't quit. I am grateful and thankful for the blessed life I've been given, she shared. Her name is Kathy Ireland. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Chief of Sinners, Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International, reminding you what the Bible says very clearly, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners like you and me. Just as Kathy Ireland trusted in Jesus Christ as her Savior, may I encourage you to do the same. Here's how. Number one, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 7:20, "For there is not a just man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not." Romans 3:23 reads, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." In fact, I am the chief of sinners, so don't think that you're alone. Secondly, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." The Bible says in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving, and the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Fourth, accept the fact that you cannot do anything to save yourself. The Bible states very clearly in Ephesians 2:8-9, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." Fifth, dear friend, accept the fact that God loves you more than you love yourself, and that He wants to save you from hell. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." With these truths in mind, please believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Pray and ask Him to come into your heart to save your soul, and He will save you. The Bible states in the book of Romans 10:9-13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, you shall be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Dear friend, if you're willing to trust Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today, please pray with me this simple prayer and mean it from your heart. Heavenly Father, I realize that I am a sinner and that I have done some bad things in my life. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. I now believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life today and forever. Amen. Dear friend, if you believed in your heart that Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose again, allow me to say congratulations on trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You have done the most important thing in life, and He's done everything for you, for He paid it all. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, go to GospelLightSociety.com and read what to do after you enter through the door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. Until next time, my beloved, please remember, believe by faith, share the faith, and keep the faith. God bless you.